this is part of what we want to do to give back again to creators. So if you found what they're talking about really valuable and you want to leave them a comment, you can do, but you can also send them along a nice small amount of money as well as a thank you. I love when you find new things.
I know. It's all becoming so much clearer. You know, this podcast is going to be really useful.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
We've started talking about the fun features that surround the listening experience within True Fans, which are found using the icons and tabs on the episode screen. Visit episode 7 of this show if you're not sure what I'm talking about when I say the episode screen. Next to the heart icon, which we talked about in the previous episode, is the playlists icon, which we have spoken about in more detail in episode 8. So that's all you need to know about that. So we're going to skip along. The next icon is a speech bubble. What happens when I click on this icon, Sam?
It pulls up a tab where you can write a comment. You can basically write your content of your comment. And you can, if you want to, just send that comment straight away. You don't have to pay anything. But if you choose to, you can send a comment with a payment. So that's what we call a super comment. And a super comment can be with a small amount or a big amount, whatever you want. And this is part of what we want to do to give back again to creators. So if you found what they're talking about really valuable and you want to leave them a comment, you can do, but you can also send them along a nice small amount of money as well as a thank you.
Brilliant. To set a default amount of currency or number of sats that you want to give with every super comment for every show, or to set an amount for one particular show, follow Sam's instructions in the heart icon episode, but key in the amount in the box labelled super comment. When that's happened, is there a way that the creator is then told that that has happened?
Yes. The creator is notified via a number of mechanisms. One will be a screen notification to the creator, which will say, Claire or Sam has just left you a comment. Or in the same way with a heart or a like, you can see it in your creator's admin dashboard where the comments are all listed. And you can also choose as the creator, because you might not want to, you can choose to have us send you an email as well, which will tell you you've just had a comment left by Claire, and this is what she said.
Brilliant. We're going to cover a few of those aspects a bit further down the line with regards to the creator's dashboard. As a listener, I can also see comments other people have made on an episode. We talked about in the previous episode the little metadata, and you can see how many hearts somebody has given a show. And if somebody has commented on an episode, that little speech bubble icon comes up again underneath the show art above the play resume button and along with a number. Now, if I actually click on that, I can then see the comments that have been made. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. And you can even reply to a comment as well if you want.
Ah, that's interesting. So, in fact, I'm looking at it now on my screen. I have a little tick and I have a share and I have a flag button under this comment that somebody's left on a show. So can you just give me a little rundown of that?
Yes. So again, somebody's written a comment. Somebody might just like that comment. So I love what you've just said to the creator and I agree with it. I want to share this comment to social media or via email or some other mechanism. I hate this comment. This is really bad. They've just said some really nasty things. I want to flag this comment up for somebody to look at it and maybe delete it. So that will then come to the creator as a flagged notification and to me and the rest of the team here as a flagged notification that we need to look at that comment for anything. And you can leave a comment in that flag as well to guide us as to why you've flagged it. And then finally, of course, you might just want to reply to a comment and start a threaded conversation, normal stuff that you would see on anywhere on social media.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you. Cool.
I love when you find new things.
I know. It's all becoming so much clearer. You know, this podcast is going to be really useful. Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of Fan Zone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans. More about that in the Fan Zone episode on comments, which is this episode, or email support@truefans.fm.